Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Father's Day is on Sunday. It's the big question every year. I remember getting my dad all kinds of things that I actually like because I figure he probably wouldn't, and then he'd just give them to me.
Oh, my God, you selfish git. Honestly, I remember making my dad like pottery ashtrays and things, and he'd given up smoking by then. But, you know, like ties and socks and undies. Listen.
I never knew what to buy my dad.
No.
It's so difficult to buy for.
Guys are harder to buy for, I think, than women. I think women, you like for your mom, get her a spa gift certificate. Like, you're
exactly.
Golden. But what do you buy your dad? What do you do for your dad on Father's Day? I mean, it's tough. And, you know, we're down to the wire now. It's 2 days away. So we just thought we might ask Siri, help everybody out. What do you think?
Perfect. Siri, what should you do for Dad on Father's Day?
That is easy. Leave your father alone. I am serious about that. Don't talk to him. Don't look at him. Don't even think about him.
Aww.
Just give him a day to sit on a couch in silence and stare at a wall and think about absolutely nothing.
Yes.
I hate it when people get their father something like a new barbecue for Father's Day because that just means that they now have to cook. I am sure he appreciated you making him cook everyone dinner on the day in which all he really wanted to do was not see anybody in his life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? Being a dad now, if they were to ask me what I wanted, that's why I want you to leave me alone on the couch. And I want to watch the shows that I want to watch, things with explosions, things with
high-speed car
space,
chases and
car chases,
a little bit of gratuitous nudity, yeah.
Yes, but I want to be left alone, not spoken to, for the entire day. I would love that. Happy Father's Day.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.